Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Adam Myers, Senior Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit CrowdStrike.com. Adam, welcome. Great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
So break it down for us, Adam. For anyone who's not familiar, what exactly is the threat intelligence lifecycle?
Well, the threat intelligence lifecycle, I think, comes from the intelligence lifecycle, and that's evolved over the years. But a very basic kind of level, what we're talking about is the start of it begins with what is sometimes referred to as tasking. But it's really coming up with what are the questions that you want to answer in terms of the, you know, what adversaries do you care about? What vulnerabilities do you care about? What are the various, you know, business units that you have and things that you need to be tracking? And once you understand what those look like and can ask the right questions about what are the threats to them, then it moves into this concept of collection. And collection is kind of pulling all of the different sources that you have. That could be your intrusion detection systems. It could be your firewall logs. It could be third-party intelligence vendors like CrowdStrike. It could be open source intelligence blogs and things that you consume. And you kind of pull all of that data together and focus on how you kind of collect it. And once it's been collected, then it moves into the analysis phase. And under analysis, you're looking at that. You're looking at multiple sources and you're trying to understand, okay, so I have this data from my IDS, this data from my firewall, and this data from a CrowdStrike report or a blog post that has some IOCs and some information in it, IOC being indicator of compromise. And you then are able to kind of swirl that together and start to come up with a story. You know, we have this incident, or we didn't have this incident, or we started to look at and analyze that there was an incident and it was tied back to this thing that's been reported on. And so the analysis is really where the human element comes in and starts to make sense of all the different data points. And then finally, dissemination. Where do you send that to? How do you get that out? So when we work with customers, a lot of times we have analysts embedded with our customers, whether remotely or even directly on site, and they're able to help kind of steer customers through that intelligence lifecycle. And ultimately the dissemination part's the interesting thing, which is who's the benefactor of that information. If you have all of these really smart guys and gals working in a SOC and working in a back room someplace, pulling together all this interesting stuff, how does that help the business? How does that help the board? How does that help the C-suite better protect the organization?
So Adam, there's six steps in the intelligence lifecycle, and you touched on a few of them. I read something from CrowdStrike, a great blog out on your site, and it pointed out those six steps as being requirements, collection, processing, analysis, dissemination, and feedback. Is that lifecycle something that most CISOs understand or should understand, or is it mainly a process that practitioners should be concerned with?
I think that the elements that the CISO or the C-suite needs to be aware of are they're the consumer. So they need to, and as you're doing things through an intelligence perspective, you're always kind of putting it to help that consumer. So one of the things that I always has guided me is this concept that intelligence is about trying to understand the things that an adversary in a conflict wishes to deceive you. And in the asymmetric space of cyber warfare and the things that our customers are dealing with, the consumer for that information, the information that the adversary would wish to deceive us, is very oftentimes the business leader, the C-suite. And so they are the benefactor of the dissemination step, and then they are the producer of the feedback step. So once they get that reporting, whether it be a weekly kind of synopsis, or maybe it's a quarterly briefing or a monthly briefing, whatever it might be that's appropriate for that particular consumer, that they're then able to provide feedback and say, this is helpful because, or this was not helpful because. And so they don't need to know really the entire depth and how the sausage gets made, so to speak. What they need to understand is their role in the process.
So you work with a lot of large enterprises, mid-market companies as well. When you look at that intelligence lifecycle, is there one step or more than one step that is a weak spot for some companies more so than others?
It really depends on the maturity of the organization. And I think, you know, I don't think that there's necessarily weak spots, but there's room for improvement. Most of the organizations that we talk to have some degree of operational security team, right? Meaning they've got a group of technical personnel or people that have been tasked with kind of focusing on driving their security gear, making sure that it's up to date, making sure that it's working, and making sure that it's getting information, whether that be the firewall or the IDS or a SIM or something along those lines. And as I've watched many organizations grow through this maturity phase, what happens frequently is that the team that's doing those kind of day-to-day security operations are, you know, they're dealing with lots and lots of noise. And as an organization starts to move up this curve, this maturity curve, you know, the people in that group start to think about how they could do things better, or they think about the fact that they're looking at the same issue over and over and over again. It's the same malware keeps hitting us, the same intruder keeps hitting us, the same vulnerability keeps coming up. And they start trying to come up with creative ways to be more efficient in how they deal with the thing that keeps happening. And that is the origin or the birth of the threat intelligence kind of component in an organization, when they realize that they can be working more efficiently and more effectively by understanding the threat or the problem, you know, from a 50,000 foot view versus just looking at every time it pops up. And organizations tend to, and every organization is different, right? Many, you know, some of the large financial organizations can throw lots of people from three-letter agencies at the problem, and they've gotten really good at the threat intelligence side of things. Other organizations haven't really had the ability to do that. But I think what we're seeing across the world and across, you know, the customer set is they're realizing that they're dealing with major issues, right? Whether it be ransomware or nation state, these are in the newspaper every day. They're on, you know, on the news every day. And so they're realizing that they need to be in front of that problem, or they're going to be under that problem. And that's really, you know, where that maturity becomes important. Understanding where you fit in that maturity, and kind of there's prescribed steps that you can follow to get to the next rung of that maturity process.
Well, that's great feedback, Adam, and a great lead in to a discussion we'll have next week on this same topic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Adam Myers, Senior Vice President of Intelligence at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit crowdstrike.com. You can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.